you have investigated at least 1,000 different supernatural reports.
Yes. Over the past 30 years, being involved with so many different aspects of the paranormal, different religions, different belief systems, and witnessing a lot of the different things that individuals go through, there's no way that I could ever accept the fact that there isn't really something out there.
You have, of course, appeared on many documentaries. As a matter of fact, you were in a TV docudrama called A Haunting in Connecticut.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, that show was scary, John, but the scariest part was when you were facing the demon all by yourself.
That was a very big turning point in my career for me. I had to make a decision at that point in time when I faced that particular situation, when I got up from the dining room table and I did walk into the hallway and basically witnessed what was actually forming and stood there and just watched it for a few minutes. The first thing that went through my mind, George, was that if this was confronting me to this degree, what in the world was happening in my home with my wife and my three little kids at that time?
Exactly. Exactly.
And it was about an hour away from where I lived, and I think it took me 25 minutes to get home that night. And it took me 3 days to come to terms with what took place that night. And I would take no calls. I wouldn't talk to anybody whatsoever. And even my uncle, I wasn't even taking any calls from him. But the one person that was able to get through to me was Bishop McKenna, because everybody knew I would never refuse a call from him. And got on the phone with Bishop, I call him Bish, and we were talking, and he said, John, we need to understand what happened, what took place, you're not saying anything. And I explained the whole situation to him, and I said to him, Bish, why me? I said, why did everything occur the way it did? And he basically explained to me, he said, John, did you ever stop to think that what is out there and what is happening is trying to deter you from doing this work, and are you going to let it win? That's what made me make my mind up right at that point in time that I would go back onto that case to finish helping the family out.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, if there is indeed evil out there and it has the kind of power and strength that I think some of us who are familiar with it believe, it would do anything, John, to get you out of this. Anything. I mean, you are getting in its way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How did you get involved in this? Was it because of family, or were you always interested in the unusual and the paranormal?
No, basically, till I was about the age of 16, I really did not even believe that any of this existed. I never had any experiences. I always was very fascinated with hearing the different stories my uncle would tell when he'd come over to visit his mom, because she lived with us. And when I was 16, I had an apparition that appeared at the foot of the bed. I was just getting ready to go to sleep, and I, you know, sat up, I looked at it, it formed, it was transparent, and I could see that it was a figure of a man, and that it was shaking its head back and forth. And it startled me naturally, ran downstairs, told my mother about it, and my mom looked at me, and she said, did it say anything? Did it do anything? I said, Mom, the only thing it did was just shake its head back and forth. And she had that blank look on her face. She looked at me, she goes, that was your grandfather. She said, you were only 3 years old when he passed away. When something bothered him or something was wrong, he would shake his head back and forth. Huh. Well, today I realized many years later what it was all about. My grandmother had passed away a few days after that. So somehow, some way, I feel he was there to be able to help her to cross over.